Welcome, my lovelies. Welcome to another Naked Football Show. On the show tonight, I'm pleased to welcome yet another naked virgin. I do hope I'm not insulting all these people. Mr. John Watson, how are you, John?
Thanks for having me on, Graham. I'm well, thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. Before you continue, John could be got at, on Twitter at JohnW_BGB. That's JohnW_BGB. Sorry, John. Carry on, mate.
Well, I was just going to say it's lovely to be here, and I don't mind being called a naked virgin at all. I'm quite flattered by that.
Well, we had Amy on last week, and you know Amy, don't you, I think?
I've met her, and I've had lots of interaction with her online as well.
Yeah, so I did feel slightly nervous about calling Amy a naked virgin. I don't know why. I don't know why a male naked virgin could be any worse than a female, or better, or whatever, but hey-ho. But she allowed it anyway, so that was fine. Shall we crack on? We've got a few emails and tweets and everything, so shall we crack straight on with the football?
Absolutely. Yeah, brilliant.
What do you think? I mean, in my opinion, I think I'm quite inclined to just draw a line under last night, because I don't think you can draw anything into it. You know, we had a sending off. I know we lost yet again, but do you think that makes any difference whatsoever at the moment?
I think the sending off definitely changed the game and became more like a game of chess. We were trying desperately hard not to be broken down, and Sunderland didn't do enough to break us down for a long period. I thought the second half was a little bit better to watch, but overall, I think for the Lambert haters, it probably gives him an excuse. The red card didn't make it a fair game, if you like. I mean, it was clearly a red card, but it does damage. You know, I think if you look at the game, you could write that one game off because of the circumstances, but for most of us, I think we'll look at that and say it's another game we've lost, but in itself isn't too bad. But it's the bigger picture stuff that concerns me. You know, it's another game that we have been beaten by a team who are up the top end of the table, should we say, not even the top four or five. We're talking about the top eight, aren't we? So yeah, disappointing nonetheless.
And overall, before we get into the minutiae of it, it's quite the opposite of minutiae, isn't it? Are you a Lambert in or outer?
I'm a Lambert out, without being vile against the man, without being unpleasant about him. I think he's had his time now. He's had two years plus to make an impact on the team, and arguably the squad and the players seem less motivated, for want of a better word. Certainly aren't performing to their capabilities under his leadership, so he has to take some of that, and our results simply aren't good enough. So it's a Lambert out for me. Although I'm never, you know, there's a human side to that. It's a man potentially losing his job, and he clearly isn't a well man. And I'm not anybody who's going to call him all kinds of names. He looks unwell at the moment. He's obviously suffered from the COVID situation and his pneumonia and stuff. So there's sympathy there. But when it comes down to actual results on the football pitch, and some of his comments, the ones that infuriate us about it's really, really good, or it's great, the boys couldn't give me any more, I sometimes look and think, have you watched the same game as that the fans are watching? Because sometimes, you know, after the defeat the other day, he came out and said he couldn't ask for more. Well, absolutely he could. We could have not been beaten at home by Peterborough. You know, you could have asked for more. So I think his comments don't help him. So I'm a Lambert out, unfortunately. I take no pleasure in that, because I always try to back a manager, because ultimately we want our team to do well.
Yeah, indeed. Although he was quite severe on Caden Jackson yesterday, wasn't he? Didn't hold back.
No, I think perhaps he's thrown him under a bus there and scapegoating him. Because, yes, it's clearly a bad foul, but he's not telling me that other players haven't committed fouls and been sent off before. He was particularly harsh on Caden, I thought. So, yeah, maybe he's hanging on by the skin of his teeth at the moment.
Do you think he has personality problems with some of the players? I mean, I'm thinking particularly of Wolfenden as well earlier on.
Yeah, I think one of the questions you talked with Amy about last week was about his relationship with Chambers and the comments between the fact that the manager and skipper, they should be tight. You know, I think Chambers, after the Peterborough game, clearly expressed things that are different from what Paul Lambert's been saying. And I think one of the reasons we haven't heard from Chambers and as much as we have in the past is perhaps he doesn't really back him publicly, and he doesn't want to put himself in an awkward situation. So you look at Wolfenden, you look at Downs early on in the season, a young man who's clearly one of our best players, in my opinion, whose head was turned by the interest from Crystal Palace. Then Lambert kind of put his arm around him publicly and said, you know, get your head together. Then next games dropped him and said his head wasn't right. And it was almost kind of then saying the opposite and being unpleasant about him. There's obviously the younger lads, the whole photo gate issue in the summer, who was included on the photo and who wasn't, which may be slightly exaggerated. But the fact we're looking at those kind of things suggests to me that things aren't quite right. And he has got some potential personality clashes. You know, I don't see him getting on well with certain players. So Downs, definitely Wolfie in there. But I'm not sure we really... I would like to know in the year's time, if Lambert is not at a club, what Luke Chambers really thinks of him, because that'd be an interesting insight, I think. And obviously the way he's acted, you know, I thought he was unpleasant to Brenner Woolley in a few interviews. He's been unpleasant to Stuart Watson. He certainly, you know, he's not done himself any favours with fans by blocking Phil Ham's involvement either. So you add up all those little pieces and it would be daft to think that there wasn't a potential issue there, because there's too many little clues for me.
It does indeed. It does bear similarities to his final weeks or months at Villa as well, doesn't it, if you look at their fans and what they've been saying.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you read some of the kind of transcripts or videos of his press conferences after the games, and they're almost word for word the same as he comes out with now.
Exactly.
Revisiting, couldn't ask for any more, we were great, really good. I played for big clubs, I once played in Germany. You know,
he didn't, did he? Blimey.
I believe so, I'm not quite sure. We might need to fact check that one, but I'm sure I've heard that once or twice before. Yeah.
Having said that, if I played in a European Cup final, I'd probably keep going on about it as well, but still.
Absolutely, I'd still be wearing this shirt every single day, I think.
Yeah. Should we go into tweets and emails, etc., etc.?
Yeah, let's do that.
These are as they came in, so if they overlap, then this is... way it happens. Ian McIntyre, without being in the ground, we can't effectively protest. Is it time for an ultimatum? Lambert out now, or we all cancel our direct debits?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Ian's a thinker, aren't you, Ian?
I think it's difficult for me to comment on season ticket holders, because, you know, I live up in Doncaster and I'm from Sunderland, so I've never been an Ipswich Town season ticket holder. If there was such a thing as season ticket for Northern away games, I think I would probably have that, pre-COVID, of course. So I've typically over the years gone to more away games than I do home games. So I think for each season ticket holder, they would be totally entitled to cancel their subscriptions, really, if they wanted to. And maybe that's the only way Marcus Evans might actually take notice. I know some people have said that they have stopped their payments. I don't know what the way forward is for that, because you would have thought that the East Anglian Daily Times announcing that they think this change should made should help Marcus Evans to know that people are unhappy, the banners from the Blue Action and that kind of thing. But ultimately, I guess as a businessman, you don't want to be hit in the purse strings. So perhaps people cancelling things is the only way Marcus Evans might take notice. But I think that's for each individual. I'm never going to be one for... especially when I don't have a season ticket, to cry for other people to not have one, because that's up to each individual, I think. So maybe we should all write letters to the club. I read somewhere the other night, I think it was on Twitter, that Leo Neal's had to change his email address because he's been having so many emails.
That, yeah.
So maybe we just need to find out a new email.
Find a new one, Alistair Rattray. Hello, Alistair. Should ITFC have sold Caden Jackson by now? In 2 years of management, Paul Lambert has never looked like he rates him, and he doesn't want to play two up front.
Ooh. Well, I like lots of Alistair's comments, and he was on the show a few weeks back, wasn't he? I'm going to slightly disagree with him there, because I actually think Lambert does like him, and that's why he hasn't gone. And I think if you look back to when they went to Germany before the start of last season, I think by accident he almost stumbled across Norwood and Jackson playing up front as a two. And I think he probably stuck with that 4-4-2 more than he wanted to because of Caden Jackson's form, to be honest. And I think maybe we would have been stuck with an ineffective 4-3-3 for longer if Jackson hadn't taken the opportunity. So one thing's clear for me, though, Graham, is that I don't think Jackson fits into Paul Lambert's 4-3-3. He's certainly, he's not a wide attacking winger, mid, you know, one of the wide three. And as a lone centre-forward, which he was last night, he didn't last for very long, so maybe that's not a fair comment. Mm. But I don't see him as being a link-up play, a person in that 4-3-3. So under Lambert, I would have expected Lambert to sell Jackson in the summer. So I agree with that. We should have probably cashed in if he wasn't going to play a 4-4-2, because Jackson's better alongside somebody else.
Indeed.
Using his pace.
And he's not a winger either, is he?
No, I think I was one of the people saying, let's see him out there, because, well, we've seen Alan Judge out there, and to me, he's not a right winger either.
No.
And we've seen people like Gwion Edwards at right back, and he's certainly not a right back. So if we're playing squad rotation, I wouldn't mind it. I didn't mind seeing Jackson try there, but he's not a right, he's not a right winger at all. So I think I guess the question is, if Lambert's staying in charge, then Jackson's not going to fit the system, so we should have cashed in on him. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, moving straight on. We haven't got long. Jerry Dickinson. Hello, Jerry. Very hard to put questions as they've all been asked before, with little or no effect. What do you think it would take for Evans to cut his losses and sell up?
I think if there was a credible buy effort at the club, Evans would probably look at passing the mantle on. But for Lambert to go, I think it's going to be probably, I would like to think, if we lose on, I don't want us to lose on Saturday, but if we lose on Saturday, I think Evans might pull the trigger. I was half expecting something this morning. I said on Saturday and Sunday, I thought that we would hear on Wednesday, but maybe that was just a little bit of hope that the managerial change would go. But I can't see anybody right at the moment in the middle of a COVID crisis coming in and offering a good deal to buy the club from Evans. So I don't think he will look to sell until something presents itself.
I guess if he was planning on pulling the trigger if we lost last night, he possibly was thought about the sending off and thought, well, that would be slightly unfair. But anyway, as you say, you might see after Saturday. Jason, hola Jace, he's lived in South America, a prediction that by now, by the time you air, not much will have changed. Have a great show, highlight of my week. Thanks, Jason, and you're quite right, thank you for that. Carl Day, hello Carl, had enough with talking about the demise of our great club, so do you think price of coffee is fair? Interesting one, Carl. Yes, that's, I don't know. What is the price of coffee? You can't have one now unless you take it away. Is that cheaper than eating in, drinking in, eating out to help out, drinking coffee to help out? What is it?
There'll probably be some new kind of scheme on there.
Oh, they will, yeah.
Buy coffee to save the NHS or something like that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Carl. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know how much a cup of coffee weighs now. We're just stuck in our cells drinking it at home. Ian, go on.
I was going to say, I buy my coffee. I've got a coffee machine in my office at work, and I buy a coffee in bulk. So my coffee prices seem fair at the moment, but I don't know if that's what it's like buying them out and about, because obviously you can't do that at the moment. So I think fair is okay.
You've opened a can of worms there, Carl. Well, a packet of coffee, whatever. Ian, Lowestoft Ian. Hello, Lowestoft Ian. GB John, good evening both. Hope this finds you well. Here's a thought. Let's not bother with the footy. We've all had enough doom and gloom. Roll on spring. Great show. Always guaranteed to bring a smile. Thanks, Ian. Black Sheep Lad.
That kind of sums up.
It does, yeah. Black Sheep Lad, which Ipswich strike of the past would you kill to have now? I'd love Marcus Stewart in his prime back at the club. Absolutely, totally agree with that one. Or Paul Mariner, of course. There's quite a few responses to that, which I haven't got time to go into, but thoughts?
Yeah, well, Marcus Stewart is a brilliant player. I remember being at Anfield watching him score that goal against Liverpool.
I was there as well, yeah. Nice drizzly Sunday, wasn't it?
Away day.
Yeah,
it was a lovely day out. I've got a lot of time for Marcus Stewart. I think he's a really good guy, and he was a terrific player for us, so smart and intelligent. Other strikers, let's be fair, you could probably list a few. I think James Scowcroft could link up play really well for us at the moment. I would love to have Kuki back. You know, for me, growing up, there's loads of good strikers. I was a big fan of David Johnson in his prime. Yeah. You know, he made things happen. He looked awkward at times, but then scored lots of goals. Let's be fair. Alan Armstrong would fit in right now.
Yeah.
John Stead would be better than what we've got.
Yeah.
Johnny Walters, Pablo Cunhago, Darren Benn, Marcus Bench. Let's have any of them.
Yeah.
Let's see if any of them are fit.
I think Coochie would be a good call at this team, wouldn't he? So he'd bundle his way through anything.
Put himself about and be
Chase
Litter
presence. Chase Litter, as Gerald used to say. Tractor Boiler Down Under, otherwise Ben Southgate. Hello, Ben. Hi, GB and John. Love your work on the Game Day pod. Due to work, kids, etc., I've only just finished watching the game tonight. That's tonight his time, because obviously, by his title, he lives in Australia, which is just over 12 hours after the actual game finished. If the game was played for 12 hours, however, would Ipswich have been able to score? Before I answer that, Ben, you haven't given us he always gives us a weather report and makes us feel bad. He must be upset. Has the temperature plummeted to 35 or something? Are you sad? Anyway, carry on.
Well, my brother-in-law lives in Christchurch in New Zealand, and last night he sent a photo of them on their boat just docking up and having a barbecue on a beach. As I looked out the Doncaster window to see cold and wet drizzle. I won't tell you what I text back to him when he shared that photo, but I think it's probably the same to our Australian friend. It's probably in the mid-30s, I would think.
I think we've got three now that keep emailing in and telling me the temperature, and Ben's the worst, but keep them coming, Ben. I do like to dream on. Yeah. What was this? Yeah. Do you remember his question, if you want to answer it?
I can't remember his question.
Yeah, would we have scored if we'd played for 12 hours more? Probably not, actually, with 10 men.
No, I don't think we would have.
Joe Fairs, hello, Joe. Choice for next manager, as there's no point discussing whether or not we need to make a change. There you go.
Ooh, I like listening to Joe. He puts out some good tweets as
he
well.
Does, yeah. And obviously he's another thinker, is Joe.
Yeah. I liked his tweet a couple of weeks ago when he had all of the different, he listed first team and second team and half of a third team out of our current squad, just to show the depth we have in that squad. And it was the defenders that was lacking for the third team. But I think Joe makes some good points, and I enjoy listening to him on Blue Monday as well. I guess for me, the two main candidates that everybody's talking about is Danny Cowley and Paul Cook. And to be honest, I take Thomas Cook at the moment above above Paul Lambert. I think a fresh person right now, and it could be, you know, I wouldn't be against, I know some people are really against it, but I wouldn't be against Kieran Dyer and Terry Butcher taking to the end of the season, because I don't see, they know the players. I know Kieran Dyer has worked with a lot of the youngsters. If you can't get inspired by listening to Terry Butcher, I don't think you'd probably be a professional footballer. So they could. I would go in-house if need be. I'd rather have an in-house appointment than keep it the way we are. I think the Cowley brothers excite me in the sense of they might bring something and see if this is a project that would, I think, potentially really suit them. But, you know, I just want to change, and I don't profess to know everything about football. But I like what I've seen about the Cowleys. And Paul Cook's got a decent record. He did well with Wigan, and of course, I think I'm a little bit reluctant to say Paul, because we've had Paul Jewell, Paul Hurst, Paul Lambert.
Yeah,
maybe we should stay away from Paul.
Yeah, I think maybe your idea about internal appointment would certainly appeal to Marcus Evans, wouldn't it? Cost wise,
yeah, probably. Financially, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably a factor. I'm not sure. Even if it was just a caretaker boss for a while, are they going to get any less out of this squad than our current manager? And I would say no.
Julian Hughes, hello, Julian. We're going to have to really rattle on. Julian, hello, Julian. Evening, GB and John. My thoughts, stars are bright tonight. Questions, what's your favourite aperitif? Quick. I can't even think of one, to be honest.
I can't think of one.
Who drinks aperitifs, Julian? Grow up, drink a beer.
Exactly. A nice pint of bitter in.
Yeah, exactly. Watering, warm, bitter. Evans is a useless something, and Lambert couldn't manage a pub team. Stay safe to everyone and have a pint for me, GB. Well, six then. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, Julian. I hope you're well, mate. From one angry long-time Evans hater. Thomas Seggins. Hello, Thomas. Morning, GB. Morning, fellow Game Day Posse member. Last night was shocking, so just one question. Does John wish he supported his native Sunderland or Hull instead?
No, is the answer to that. I've had stick all my life coming from Sunderland supporting Ipswich, and I was actually mascot for the town at Roker Park back in the day, and we managed to get beat 4-0 that day, and Marco Gabbiadini scored a hat-trick. So I got some serious abuse at school the next Monday. So I would still not change my love. You fall in love with the team, don't you?
And absolutely.
I made my decision when I was 9 years old, and I still remember telling my dad I support Ipswich. He said, "You bloody don't." I said, "Okay, that's my mind made up. I do," and that's the way it's been ever since.
Yeah, so, my brother's a season ticket holder. He lives in Beverley now, but he used to live in Hull. So yeah, same thing. Ross Southgate, hello, Ross. Does anyone really believe with a new manager we have the right fit players to be challenging for promotion this season? I think if they are fit, then yeah, I think we do.
I would agree. I certainly think we've got a squad that's able to function higher than we are now. Maybe they wouldn't now make the top two, but if a change of manager was made, I still think with that manager bounce, there's a potential for those players to perform a hell of a lot better than they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it have to happen sooner rather than later, I guess. Julian Watkins, hello, Julian. I'm not enjoying watching Town at all these days, yet still look forward to each game as if I have some sort of memory loss. Please tell me I'm not alone. No, you're not alone. Now 10th in the league, cue the cessation of the season and announcement that anyone below 6th place can go home. Yeah, we'll leave that. Thanks, Julian.
Yeah.
Podrick Mallett. Evening, Graham and John. After yet another home defeat, I don't buy the green shoots, such as we did not do too badly last night with 10 players. All will be well with the injuries return. Edwards and Downs are back. God knows when the lesser spotted KVW is seen again in a blue shirt. Luke Thomas looks a useful loanee. It all seems one step forward, two steps back. My questions are simple. When will Lambert go? Who will replace him? Pretty much said that one.
Yeah, I think we've done that one.
Yeah, thanks for that, Podrick. Yeah, I mean, you can read into it what you want. Harry from Ipswich, Harry_Ipswich on Twitter. With a loss record nudging up towards 50% under Paul Lambert, has there ever been a better example of a club owner settling for mediocrity? I feel that at 100% of other league clubs, the manager would have already been shown the door. For me, it's Brian Klug, Dyer and Butcher to take over right now. Any thoughts on this? Come on, you Blues. Yeah, again, we've covered that, which is... hopefully answered your question, and I think you're right. Internal appointment might be the way to go.
I think so.
As John said as well. Slower Ball, hello Slower Ball. Good evening, Graham Blackburn. Good evening, JW. Love the show. Does the panel think with Town now equidistant? Oh, he's looking for the word of the day. I think you've won it there. You've won it there. Well done, Slower Ball. Equidistant from the top of the table and the relegation zone. Is it time to accept our mid-table mediocrity, dispense with the services of Mr. Lambert and build for next year? Perhaps with Dyer and Butcher in charge. Oh, that's three in a row now. Until the end of season. This would buy us time to make the next appointment and present an opportunity for Dyer whilst keeping things in-house. We've nothing to lose. Or do you think Mr. Lambert will keep his job seemingly protected by his almost permanent cocoon of fleece and yet waterproof, yet breathable outdoor wear? At least some of us have the India-England Test Series to look forward to. Keep smiling. God bless John Dean. Quick thoughts, John?
I think... Well, Paul Lambert is seeming to wear a lot of outdoor gear at the moment. We're seeing less and less of his face beneath his scarf and his big coat. As I said earlier, he's clearly not well at the moment, so he has to keep wrapped up. I can see the internal appointments, but I don't think we should give up on this season. I think if we made a change now, we could still make this season potentially have some positive outcome or certainly build some momentum. Let's make the change now rather than just planning for next season. And also, we need a manager coming in now. We've got so many players out of contract. It's a chance to make decisions on those while they're still with us rather than just letting 27 players walk away.
Yeah, and on top of which, if we don't go up, some of those players will leave anyway, which will be very sad. Thank you, John. I'm afraid we've come to the end.
Well, it's been a pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Cheers, mate. Yeah, pleasure. Good to have you on. And hopefully we'll all meet one day. I keep seeing this at the end of every show. Meet someday at an away game in sunny Doncaster somewhere or something like that. Thanks, John. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next week, have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.